and gentlemen, apes of all ages, welcome to the Monkey Butt Stew Show, starring Chris and Fuzzy. Okay, cue the devil music.
I gotta take a shit.
What's wrong with chicks? How can I get them to get up on this?
If I could turn back time.
Yeah!
If I could find a way.
Bring on, bro. I can't imagine living in New Orleans and being named Katrina.
Asian men don't exist.
I think the show will be twice as good.
Twice as good?
Twice as good.
Are you sure?
I bet you. Some things.
Well, I'm just a good person, you know. I don't try to fuck anybody over. I don't try to let, you know. I try to. She says this month they are raising money for the Why Me Cancer Foundation.
Why not?
Why not?
Why should I get cancer? Why not you? You son of a bitch.
Monkey.
Well, welcome.
Hey, kids.
Woo!
Monkey Butt Stew. 2.08.
Is it?
I think.
$2.08?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Who,
sure.
Who cares?
It's the 5-star failure show.
It's the 5-star failure show.
Yay.
Boo.
This is something new for us. We're doing an on-site thing. We're not actually at the... We can call it a studio, can't we? Can we do that?
Yeah, it's a...
I love the studio.
Yeah, that's pretty
microphones,
awesome.
Microphones.
Studios.
Oh, this is a highly professional establishment.
It totally is. Well, we're actually on location today at Mike Ireland's house. He's the guitarist. We're one of the guitarists for 5-Star Failure. We're also here with Vince.
Hey.
Dusty.
Hey. What up?
Joe and Troy.
Hey.
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 You guys are fucking retarded.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
So, tell me a little something about you guys. Whoever wants to talk.
I don't know. We originally started on the tour with David Hasselhoff over in Europe.
God, he's so sexy.
He picked us up. You know, I was picking up some waxing stuff
for my
legs. And he was in there. He wanted me to wax his chest. And I was like, you know, you put me on tour with you, with my band, I'll definitely do it.
I like his short shorts.
He's good with the spandex thing. So, you know, it was hot. It was a good tour, man. It was cool. We played a lot of cool venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that guy. I mean, yeah. He was awesome.
Yep.
What a cool cat.
The Japanese
special appearance, William Hung.
Yeah, he still has the watch, by the way. I'm amazed. It didn't work, though. I called. It didn't respond.
Skip was out of order.
Well, from what I understand, you guys all came together to join to make this band from other bands. Hence the 5-Star Failure.
There is, yeah.
Name. Mm-hmm. Because the other band just didn't work out, apparently.
So was that the original plan?
Well, I think it was. I think it was
to be in bands that didn't work, to come together.
well, we were all in big, you know, bands. You know, they were pretty big for where we're at here in the East Coast. But you know, as for that big gold record in the sky, it just didn't happen.
It's still
in
the sky.
You know, it's hard.
It's still in the
fighting,
sky.
Yeah, you're fighting with other bands and stuff, and trying to go ahead. And then finally we just said, you know what, F it. You know what? You know, we'll just get the best of the best, you know, that aren't there yet, and we'll just kind of put our middle fingers up and play what we want to play. And, you know, people like it, cool. If they don't, then apparently they just don't get it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Middle fingers for them. What it's all about.
Exactly. So, where did y'all... I know a couple of the bands before. I just don't know who came from who. Because I just don't give to, I just don't give enough, I just don't care enough to research it.
You've heard any earlier shows, you'll find that out.
That's how you really feel, Foss.
But what other bands did you come from, like, before you were in 5-Star?
I played with Misery Head and Order by Chaos.
That would be Vince.
Yeah.
Yep. And I played with Centerpoint.
That's Dusty.
We're just going to take guesses at who was who.
Yeah, that's it.
There will be a questionnaire at the end of the show.
Take notes.
You can email your responses in.
You can just Christmas tree it. It's multiple.
Actually,
choice.
If you did have any questions for these guys, you can always check them out on myspace.com/5starfailuremusic. Send them some comments for requests. These guys are 4 people away from having 1,000 friends. Woo! On MySpace, and we all know how important MySpace friends are.
Yes, they're the best friends in the world.
Exactly.
So come on, fuckers.
The majority of them you'll never see or ever know.
Get in there and send us your friend request.
Puts them what, about 900 ahead of us?
Yes, exactly.
Just want 4 more friends. That's it. Just 4.
I'm trying to get the Olsen twins to friend us, but they just won't listen to me.
Yeah, they're whores.
I keep sending them emails, and I actually think they've blocked my email address now because they're just not even going through anymore.
What about you, Mike? So, who'd you play?
Yeah, who'd you
started off with a blues band called the Honeytones, went and joined a band called Nounhole. Then I got tired of playing electronic music, so I decided I wanted to rock out because of Misery Head and Vince inspire me to write better music. It's okay. I have naked pictures of his wife. It's okay.
And that's how we got him in the band,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
They play with us, or they're going on the internet.
I formed a band called Opiate, and then we eventually became The Embrace, and then I came aboard 5-Star Failure, happily. So.
Yeah, man. My name's Joe, and I play with a lot of different musicians, and I think the only band that people actually have known me for was a band called Rose Hill, which I started with the guitar player Ryan. But after joining these guys, I mean, really, everything's been up here, and it's been probably staying that way.
Now, from what I understand about you, Joe, is you actually joined the band.
Yeah, he was the original
and then Steve came in, and then after Steve left, you came back.
Steve did a phenomenal job.
Steve was awesome.
Steve is probably the only guy that I would recommend to take my place, modesty aside. But, I mean, now being back in, I mean, we've got so much energy now that we've all just, you know, we've got such a great group of people here, and not just us in the band, but all of our fans, some of the people that are helping us out, man, it's like, it's such a blessing to be able to have these kind of people and this response with everybody.
What the hell are you laughing at, Troy?
He's so cute. He's so in-depth. He's so cute.
It is, man. The word blessing just evokes laughter.
I'm actually surprised Joe's hair isn't perfect today.
Well, yeah, well, we're on the radio, so
thank
I figured
God
it wasn't
there's no mirror around. You'd have to check it every 5 fucking seconds.
Hey, where is the mirror, by the way?
Oh, he's got a mirror in his back pocket.
Yeah. We affectionately call him Flock of Seagulls.
Affectionately.
Absolutely.
My name is Troy.
Speaking of hair.
I played in a punk band.
Stop. And what do you do for us, Troy?
I'm the drummer in the band. The very first project I ever played for was a punk band called All Four Defiance. That was fun. My meter's still really fucking fast. So there you go right there. And then I always wanted to have a band, and it almost started, but it never actually ended up doing it because I always wanted to have a name. Name of a band called The Two Glass Dildos. But, but now I'm in this project.
I guess 5-Star Failure works for you.
Well, 5-Star Failure, 2 Glass Dildos. It's all about the same. It's all about the same.
Two girls in a cup. That's right. Dude, my tattoo artist a few weeks ago actually made me watch that.
Two girls, one cup. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's awesome. God. Like, I tried to turn away. She goes, no, you have to watch the whole thing.
God, man.
I don't want to. This is the most disturbing thing in the world. If anybody has never seen it, don't.
Yeah. I actually have.
By the way,
I've heard enough about it.
We highly recommend.
No, he means we highly don't recommend. Please do not.
No, just go to our site, which is bangtheband.com.
Or you can Or there's 4 girls in finger painting.
I like finger painting.
I know.
Baby sleeping.
That's how he sounds.
Especially on Dusty's behalf.
Oh.
Groupog, dude.
You guys need to watch that. Two guys, one mouth.
Two guys, one mouth.
Oh, what?
It's fucking awesome.
Okay, guys. All right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Right. Wait. Please.
Enlighten us more.
Rhythm section.
Hey, Justin. Hey,
we'd like to put our disclaimer in at this time if you're under anything. Please get your parent permission before listening to this.
Maybe we should have said that to start off with.
Yeah, all listeners must be 18 or older.
This is getting up there with the vomit stories episode.
Yeah. That's pretty close.
Yeah, let's not talk about
that. We haven't gotten to vomit yet.
No, you haven't heard the show.
Have you vomited enough this weekend?
Yes, I'm done vomiting.
Yeah, I actually haven't vomited this weekend.
But we're still booking for the tour. We're going to carry this out, and we like promoting our disc, and we're hoping that anybody who listens to us, if they want us to come to their hometown, if we get enough people behind it, you know, we'll be there. No problem at all. You bring it on.
Send us an email, contact us somehow, shout it out, and we'll try to be there.
Yeah.
On my own EP tour.
And we're riding Vespas there, so
absolutely.
Definitely make sure that...
Make lots of gas money.
MXPX will be right there with us.
And for anybody, and Chris hates when I do this, anybody local in the Jacksonville area,
just because we are a podcast on the internet, we can reach anywhere in the world, but anybody in the Jacksonville area,
well, that's where we are. We got to give respect.
Anybody who happens to be in Amarillo, Texas,
screw you.
get in your truck and
Jenny,
drive.
Exactly. Get your ass here by Saturday the 26th to be a free bird out at the beach. Five Star Failure is having their CD release party. I think you guys going at 10:30, I believe.
Ish.
But, I mean, come early anyway.
10:30.
Yeah, come early so we can do shots. Everybody that comes
by all means.
Shots with us.
Shots with the band.
Shots with the band. But definitely, I mean, come early anyway. Check
bring
out.
Money.
Bring money.
I was like, I'm fucking there.
Yeah, we're going to have Joe lay out over a chair, and you can do body shots off him with
your back. Woo! Just don't mess up the hair.
It's like my birthday all again.
What, a bunch of guys doing body shots off
Yeah, well,
let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
Dusty got embarrassed because he did one.
We're not talking about that.
He's had experience.
We're not talking about that.
He's got a cute belly button.
The small of his back is sexy. I'm sorry.
Holy shit. Anyway.
So you guys are playing on a tour. Is this your first tour?
Yeah. With this group.
It's Five Star Failure's first. Yeah. So this is where you are in the process of a band. You're expanding from the local Jacksonville area. To reach out to the world.
Yes.
Yeah, we basically just want to go out and say, you know, come on, man. I mean, really?
Fucking
and then you're going to get off stage, break down all your shit, and go to the next town.
Yeah.
Go, come on, man.
Well, come on.
Come on. Really?
That's our show. We just get on stage. We set up. We don't even play. I know you actually plug into the amps. We just get on stage, yell into the microphone, and say,
well, I mean,
come on.
You, act like we're playing. Aren't you tired of Seether yet? I mean, really. You know? So, yeah, we just want to come to your town, kick some ass, drink a whole bunch of beer with you guys. Pass out, wake up, and go to the next town.
There you go, man.
Then, if you guys want, anybody wants to follow us, we'll just make it a big, you know,
big
a fucking. And apparently, what I understand, they play birthday parties at your house too.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Only if your mom's there.
Only
if
we do. Well, and your little sister, older
sister.
I say the mom. Sorry, I know that was uncalled for. I apologize. Come
on, just five guys here. One of them got
my little sister. Any cute girls listening out there, Joe is also into Golden Showers, so just don't ask, just do it.
He loves
surprises.
Right when you're going, right when he's going down on you, just.
So that's fun.
My
best ride off
space. I'm into guys named Lance.
Blonde hair.
Oh, that's
fucking. Oh, shit.
Well, Joe, you shouldn't tell people that, man.
I know.
But, yeah. Do you have little things you
want to talk about? No.
No.
Am I supposed to follow this script? I mean, I don't get it.
You're not reading off the paper, man.
Sorry, man.
Cue cards are there for a reason.
I'll tell you, if you're hearing this podcast, you might be a little late. You know, we had what we did was for this little tour that we were doing. What we did for our surprise is we took our our EP, and we actually put it up on the net for free for everybody to download. Mm-hmm. And we had it up there for a good, oh geez, probably good, well, longer than that, probably about 4 months.
Just for free.
And you could have, you know, everybody could have got it for free. We had it up there just to create buzz and give our fans a chance to get something for free, because that doesn't happen too often.
No.
And but now it's, you know, we got to make a little bit of money back, you know.
So they missed their shot, but so can they buy it?
Yo, absolutely. Oh, you can come out to our show, and you can actually...
can you get it online?
I think that we're going to have it up online to where you can purchase it right off our MySpace.
Pretty soon we'll have a video up there, too.
Yeah, we're working on a new video.
I was actually going to ask you about that. I saw the... Because after you guys shot the video, it was probably about a week, maybe a week and a half afterwards, I was curious. I'm like, wow, I went on the site, checked it out, tried to find the video on there. It wasn't on there. Went on YouTube and looked up YouTube. And actually, anybody that wants to see the first 50 minutes...
Seconds.
It's a really long video. It's almost like Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
It shows us taking
but
showers.
But not anywhere near. But,
putting on makeup.
I'm sorry, the first 50 seconds, you can check it out. Just go to YouTube and look up 5-Star Failure.
On my own.
On my own, Louis Berardinelli. He's
the director.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really easy to work with. Yeah, I mean, he didn't give us any kind of pressure whatsoever.
Yeah, the video should be done here in a couple weeks. Yeah, we're excited about it. I think it's probably the best video I've ever done. It's, you know, I mean, I've ever had somebody do for anything I've ever done.
Well, I saw the first 50 seconds and I was completely impressed. Like, really, really happy with it.
I think we all were.
A little story.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
It was sarcasm. You're not hard to
face. Here's a little story on the video. That was pretty cool. There's this warehouse that you'll see in the video that is right next to our band room, and we were gonna do the video outside. And,
until we decided to break into the warehouse.
Yeah. We said, you know what? That warehouse would look a lot better. So we went ahead and we had to
shimmy
a couple doors here
Bench
and there.
A screwdriver.
Take out a few screws.
Yeah, so we ran in there with all the gear, set everything up as fast as we could, shot for a couple hours, and then broke everything down and ran back to the band. So,
does anybody actually own that warehouse?
Yeah, somebody does.
they came in the next day and there were beer bottles.
No. I think there was a chick somewhere in the corner. Yeah.
We left her there.
Oh, we forgot.
Oh, man. You can say names. It's cool.
I guess we can go get her now.
Yeah, she's probably tired.
She's
right?
Probably hungry as hell. She'll bring her a burrito.
Probably easy to move by this point.
bring a trash bag.
But yeah, the video will be done. You know, we got the tour going, and you know, we're just tightening everything up as we speak, and drinking a lot, and, you know,
party when we can.
Party when we can.
Have fun. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's why y'all guys need to come out and have fun with us at the shows.
Exactly.
They're a fucking blast. Yeah. Guarantee you have a good time.
That's all we do, man.
Guarantee you'll see some titties.
Yeah. There's always
Dusty. There may not
Dusty's
be,
titties.
I was gonna say they may not be female titties, but
yeah,
definitely
cares?
Be
you'll
mannery.
See somebody's titties, trust me.
There will definitely be mannery shown.
Yeah.
Flock of Seagulls loves man boobs.
I wasn't sold till that point.
Well, I really need a cigarette, man.
Yeah, you and me both.
I really need some other kind of smokable material.
Like 5-Star Failure does not condone the use of drugs or any other illicit.
But we do them.
Illicit?
Yeah, I made that word up.
I like that. That was nice.
I'm writing a whole dictionary just for our band.
I'm against the man.
We
the man
have so many words.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah, what's up with that? At what? That, I should just be able to lay back. Go down on what? What are you talking about?
Oh, Jesus. Well, is there a... I mean, we still got a shitload of time to waste.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. Pause.
All
break.
Right.
Everybody go take care of what they got to do.
Y'all go take a shit, get a drink, roll a joint, come on back. Actually, if you roll a joint and get a drink, come over.
Yes,
yes, come over, please.
For those in the Jacksonville area.
For those in the Jacksonville area.
Well, no. Well, they can get plane tickets.
Once again, if you're under 18, I don't know.
just keep your ID in your car.
Yes. That's right.
All right. Click.
You can put nothing face down.
Please.
Jeez.
That was Dusty's...
mini guitar action there.
It was beautiful, I thought.
He's taking lessons with Guitar Hero.
Absolutely. He actually has each string has like red, blue, yellow, orange, green.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have them color coordinated, man. Got to.
I love right. Guitar Hero, by the way.
I hate Guitar Hero. You know what? I had to send my Xbox in for repairs, and I just got it back today or yesterday. And
telling the story on the show?
Yeah. Well, for Christ's sake.
Well, yeah, part of it. Well, it has to.
Isn't this supposed to be about us?
Oh. It's about guitars. And music.
No, but I'll tell you what.
In no way.
I did hear one thing that Slash said. He said that for somebody who plays guitar, it's hard for them to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it is, man, because, you know, I pick up that little plastic thing. I'm hearing the songs, and some of them I learned already, because I knew, you know, you learn stuff when you're playing an instrument, and it's like, no, this is wrong, no, this is wrong. This,
well,
this
you know, the chords and the notes, yeah, and everything are, and you're having to, like, stay up here.
Yeah, I'm wanting to strum it the way it's supposed to be strummed, and instead I gotta hit this little knobby thing.
It sucks when you, like, you know, not to play, and then all of a sudden the actual music stops, and everyone's booing you. Oh,
Yeah, you motherfuckers do.
Real guitar. Yeah, right. All right. Guitar Hero, dog shit.
Yeah. A lot of people like it, but, you know, like.
Well,
for
a lot of people don't play music either.
Failure as a musician. Does not condone the use of Guitar Hero.
I do.
I mean, as a musician, of course, I mean, it's a little harder to do because, like Vince said, you know, you're used to doing it a certain way, but then you got to stay up at the top of the neck.
Yeah, real way.
Well, no, it's like here's this broomstick. Go ahead and play. You know, some Rush stuff or whatever.
So, are you looking forward to the day when a Five Star Failure song is part of Guitar Hero?
Oh, absolutely.
No, yeah. Do you think you'd be able to play it?
At which point?
No.
And at which point Five Star Failure will condone the use of Guitar
Hero? Wait, would that not be embarrassing having a Five Star song on Guitar Hero and somebody goes, "Hey, Vince, play your song," and you're like, "Fuck, you know, why did I get like
that's not how I
2%?"
I slapped my hand in a car door. I can't do it.
Fuck, right,
I'll tell you what, the fans we have now, there's probably guys out there that'll rip my ass on my own song.
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Slash did say that because he's a big Guitar Hero fan, and he had just beat the last song, like you have to beat on Expert or whatever on Guitar Hero 2. He had literally just strummed the last note and the phone rang and it was Guitar Hero asking him to be on Guitar Hero 3. And he was like, "Fuck yeah, I'll do it." In 2 fucking seconds, he's like, "Tell me where I need to be. I'll be down there, record whatever you want me to do."
Right. It's like, "Man, I need that check.
I'm broke, nigga, I'm broke. I'm Flash, I got shit going on."
Yeah, I'm glad he got stuff rolling again, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he's such a badass guitar player. Really, and to have him just sitting around doing nothing, that was just...
It's a waste.
Yeah, that was a waste. Waste of talent there.
He can't go out as a legend. He has to fuck up his career by trying to continue.
I feel the same about him.
No, I think he's...
About ABBA?
I think ABBA should do something again. I absolutely love
ABBA. With Slash.
With Slash.
With Slash, yes. And David Hasselhoff.
Well, that's a good
one. I mean, those combinations, you can't beat.
I want Billy Vanilli to
that would,
dude, they'd be, they'd be giant in Germany, because yes, as we know, Germans love David Hasselhoff.
Absolutely.
What is the mess with that?
I don't know. Like, for some reason, he's just giant in Germany.
Like hot pants or something? Hasselhoff and hot pants. I think he should make his own clothing line.
He probably has one.
Hoffle bands.
Or make a porn.
Hoffle bands.
Hoffle bands.
Oh, shit. Hassling off. Well, here is the segment, and I don't think did we do it last time?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, do it again. Now it comes to Pimps and Khaki. And as you know, we choose something that we want to pimp out that most people don't know about and let you guys know about it. So, we're going to let the band start with this one, because I'm sure they've got a couple things that...
Michael?
Yeah?
Proceed?
Absolutely. I'm sure any female listeners will already know about this, but the dudes need to know about this, too. And I'm pretty much an alcoholic, I'll admit it.
He's a fembot.
I am not a fembot.
Crappiest looking fembot I've ever seen. No offense.
But, No, no, I'm at this bar.
You really have guns in your tits?
Yes.
That's awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
Huge, though. I'll just say.
Well, the guns or your tits?
The man boobs.
I mean, I could take out a lot.
Batteries.
I really could.
All right, continue.
So so I'm at a bar, and this girl said, "You want a shot?" And I was like, "Of course I do. I'm an alcoholic. Give it to me." And she gives me this clear shot, and I'm like, "Well, this is going to suck." And I take it, and it tastes exactly like a chocolate cake. And apparently the shot is called chocolate cake. And if you haven't had this, seriously, you will get completely smashed off of like one or two.
Do you know what's in it?
You know what a phenomenal shot is? I'll tell you right now. It's called Baron Jaeger. It's made by Jaeger, so it's called Baron, and it tastes exactly like honey.
Yeah, fucking honey ethanol.
Unbelievable. When you do the shot, Baron Jaeger, it is exactly
chocolate cake.
Actually, wait. Do you know how they make a chocolate cake?
Baron Jaeger.
It's French.
Tastes like honey.
French.
Dude, it's French. Honey flavored
gin. Angelica and vanilla vodka, I think, and you have to have a lemon and some sugar, and it's weird. You get the lemon, you take the shot, and then you have the sugar, and you dip the lemon in the sugar, and then you eat it, and you think it's going to taste horrible because it's got the lemon, but it tastes exactly, and even
the
texture.
But the funny thing is that I thought when I first had it was that none of those flavors, besides the sugar, taste anything like chocolate cake.
Not even close.
You've got hazelnut, vanilla, and lemon.
Oh, man up, you pussies. Get a shot of Jack.
Yeah. Wonderful world of science. You know, and the coolest thing about after having like three or four of them, you don't care how bad the birthday candles burn.
No, they don't. You have no hair on your face.
You start forgetting to blow them.
Your mouth is covered in wax, but you don't really care after that.
No, because it's good.
It is delicious. So, makes pimping the
birthday.
Chocolate cake.
Official
pimp. If you haven't tried it, you got to buy it.
There you go.
Yeah, Frangelica is going to sponsor me here soon. So.
Dude, Frangelica is awesome.
It is. I'll get a sponsor.
Sponsor your liquid
transplant. Amazing.
Yes. Yeah,
awesome. Well, I got a couple bro hams that I want to let everybody know about. I got a friend of mine that's starting up a fighting clothing line, and it's called Game Bread Inc. So if you get a chance, check that out. You can probably check it out at MySpace. But it's totally like, you know, it's kind of like the tap out thing, but it's...
Why does it got to be just your friend?
Well, because
we all know.
He's my buddy.
I hang out with him.
Do you have a pimp?
It's
his friend. You have a pimp? You don't have a pimp?
I'm
it's just
pimp.
His friend.
He doesn't like for me to talk about him when he's not around. He doesn't want me to say his name or anything.
And if he does, he smacks him and says, "Bitch, where's my money?"
Yeah, he's had talks with me.
But I also want to throw out another friend of mine, of ours.
Thank you.
Love Daddy's Tattoos. So if you haven't checked them out, you know, check that out. We've got some awesome work, and he's the man.
Everybody needs more ink.
North. I've already had a couple chocolate cakes,
so
you have to excuse me.
And I want to say hey to my Broham. What's up, Broham?
How you doing?
Hey, Broham.
You doing good? Okay.
No, Love Daddy's Tattoo, man. He's a cool guy. He's got a big old dick. And so I mean, you
well,
never
see now me asking the question, where is that? Just puts that on a whole new level because I,
well, you know,
I was thinking of saying it before he said big old dick, and it just,
well,
timing was horrible.
I was crying one night. And, you know.
Was this before or after?
What are you
doing?
He held you.
It's
all
right, Vince.
I'll give you a reason to cry. You looked at each other, stared into your eyes, and it was all over from there. Where is that? There, his shop.
The shop is in Mandarin.
Oh, so it
and,
is in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's in Jacksonville, but he's the man, you know. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be in a lot of these showings coming up, and he's been doing it for years, and man, he deserves much props because, you know, I get some tattoos.
See, once again, it's all about you.
Well, you
greedy fucking bastard.
Well, yeah.
Vince would also like to promote Brokeback Mountain at the same time. He absolutely loves that.
In his eyes, the most monumental
well, let me
movie
tell you,
ever made.
When that scene came out, where it was, you know, guy spit in his hand, wiped it on the other guy's ass, and just crammed it in there, I was like, oh my God! Oh! It was
and then he rewound it and watched it several more times.
He actually like took a VCR, like two VCRs, and just recorded that part
over and over and
for
over
for like 4 hours.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
and masturbated
as
he cried.
Using
his tears as lubrication.
As Lump Daddy stood naked and said, "Hey, don't you wish you had one of these?" But
oh shit!
All right, Dusty.
Dusty.
What do you got, Dusty?
Pimps, pimps,
pimps. Come on, man. What are you going to pimp?
Dusty don't have any friends.
Yeah, I'm a loner. I don't know. I hate people.
Well, you don't have to have... He's
pimping the hatred of people. I know that. That's cool.
I hate all you fuckers if you don't listen. Unless you're listening, then you're cool.
Well, he's going to pimp his little goatee.
Yeah. What's that?
Hey, everybody. I like pimp my goatee.
It's fucking awesome. It's better than your double chin.
Oh, Jesus.
It's getting dirty.
That's right.
It's pulling out the guns.
Behind
you
the scenes.
You do not have a double chin, dude.
Let's all just get naked.
If you guys have ever watched them on stage and wondered what they're like just hanging out, here you go.
This is pretty much it, man.
They're actually really big assholes to each other, not really anybody else.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you either got to man up and take it from your friends.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You got to keep it real with everybody that you're close with.
And it's kind of funny because when somebody else comes that's outside of the band and tries to insult us, we just laugh at them and say, yeah, you can do better than that. Come on. Shit, my best friend's talking
about it. All right, well, Dusty's got shit.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
What do you got, Joe?
I don't got shit either, man. I like showers.
Golden
showers. We already talked about that, Joe.
Wait,
what else?
We've discussed
what else
that.
You got?
Well, I don't know. Being naked's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, is there something that you, like...
Well, you're not going to get peed on with your clothes.
Like a new movie?
No, because I don't want my clothes to stink.
Exactly.
This really does stink, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come
is there,
on.
Is there,
not,
have you
not
seen any new movies lately?
Not water, dude.
Yeah,
you're just pissing out water.
Yeah,
because
you're just pissing water. It's not so bad.
If you ever had asparagus... And then taking a piss is the worst smelling thing that
is. That actually only happens depending on the person.
Doesn't anybody wants to know what a room of seven guys smells like? Asparagus piss.
There you go. Pour it. I only suggest eating it with lemon pepper, however.
And get a shot of cake afterwards.
Chocolate cake chai afterwards.
Oh.
Jesus. What up, Troy, though?
What's up?
Troy.
You pep out anything?
Yeah, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
That's my favorite movie, man. Boogie Nights. It has the whole John Holmes theme, you know, porn star going on.
I think he just liked when he whipped his 13-inch cock out.
It was
end.
Fucking awesome. It was cool.
Go to your video store and buy it.
But, you know, I mean, you guys watch porn, and it's just, you know, they have those corny-ass fucking, you know, dialogues.
Oh, yeah.
And throughout the movie, they played it off so well. You know, I mean, like...
Well, I have a hard time listening to dialogue when I'm watching porn.
Yeah, that's not really the thing I'm...
Well, I'm talking again.
Let's fucking fast forward this, man. I'm talking, man.
God,
it's just they're so corny, and they did such a great job at it.
Speaking of,
I recommend that movie to everyone.
You know, speaking of Boogie Nights, porn-wise, the porn nowadays is just fucking bullshit. It's like, okay, let's make a scene here. Okay, it's done. Let's make a scene here, and then it's done. Let's make a scene here. It's done. Back in the 70s when porn was porn, there was movies. It was actual fucking movies. Like, there was a plot. There was...
Debbie Does Dallas.
Everybody fast forwarded through that shit.
Yeah,
no, but I'm just saying.
I don't want a storyline. I don't want any freaking music playing. And I don't want to hear the freaking...
But if there's an actual story right now, look at Pee Wee Herman. He got busted because he actually enjoyed the movie.
There's been a couple that I've actually watched for the movie. I mean, yeah, the porn
was completely full of shit.
No, porn is a plus. Like, no.
All you need is a little setup to the scene.
Yeah, you know,
to put your mind into
I
it.
I wasn't really watching it for the sex. I was just kind of watching it because I really thought the storyline was quite deep. Yeah.
But I like porns that does like everything. You know, you got the ass shot for like 5 minutes, then you got the straight up missionary. Vince had a porn called Throat Gaggers, okay?
Yeah,
just straight up blowjobs. I'm like, that's cool, but come on.
Variety.
Literally.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, that's a great video. Throat Gaggers.
Actually, another funny
thing. That's another one of my pimps right there, Throat Gaggers.
Actually, there was a girl that called up Lex and Terry, and this goes throughout the whole world because Lex and Terry has her own podcast, and they're on different radio stations throughout the nation. There was a girl that called up talking about her boyfriend, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but she was a fucking porn star. Like, she's been in numerous fucking movies, and she was in one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it may have been that one. I can't fucking remember, but there was a porn star, Christy something.
I'm getting chubbed just thinking about it.
But, hot as shit. Like, no, I was at work. I was working at Shannon's, and we were listening to Lex and Terry, and I was like, oh, I'm fucking finding her. Went online on my phone and fucking found a shitload of pictures.
Yeah.
She's it. She is. I went to the bathroom and whacked off, you know.
You ever wonder what that special sauce is?
Well, you know, since we're on the subject.
Oh, no. What?
A few months back when we were, before we started our second season, when we were trying to get our shit back together after our long hiatus, you had several episodes of the first season on CD that I had burned. And I needed
them
because...
He told me he was going to mention it, and
I
never had.
I needed them because I had to reformat my computer, and I lost fucking everything from the first season.
Oh, this is fucking beautiful.
So you weren't home. You said, just go over, just get go, to my so room.
This is where it is.
I go over, and I find the CD, and also find... sitting next to the TV, a DVD of Twidget the Midget.
Woo!
Yeah!
Midget porn.
No,
rocks.
You know what? This goes out to every small little person in the world. We love you, okay? Before we continue this conversation, we love little people, okay? Five Star Failure loves midget.
I just saw the literally.
You know what?
Now go ahead.
Actually, on the front of the case, it's the guy that the director guy. He's just this real sleazy looking guy, older guy with a big old goatee, and like, and he goes. And the thing is, everyone loves a midget.
You know what? We're kind of like the A-team for any vertically challenged people. We'll straight up come out with the black van and everything. If you have some issues with the landlord or, you know, a barking
straight
dog.
Straight up.
Hey, you can't reach a pot. Whatever it is, we'll come out.
Can't reach a pot.
I don't care.
You can't reach
we're coming.
A pot.
Your
coming.
Step stool's broken. You can't get it in the sink. We'll wash
There's
the dishes.
There's actually an awesome show on
You're
TLC
on the couch,
that I watch every Sunday
those.
Night.
Oh, the
Little People.
Little People, Big World, Little People.
His dad gets busted. The little guy gets busted by a cop for driving, you know, while intoxicated. Really funny episode.
Well, the cool thing about that episode or that show is that, like, one of their kids is a normal sized person.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, he's not a midget. It's like,
I know, what a freak. You know, his brothers and sisters.
Fucking normies.
Why do you have to? I hate you.
Why are you so fucking tall?
Go to your room, Mom. I'm bigger than you.
I can kick you down the stairs.
That's so not right.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful. All right. Well, we've got our pimps. That was our pimps in khaki.
Well, I got one more pimp. I got one more pimp.
I got another pimp.
I want to say Bubba Love Sponge fucking rocks, and Brent, you're a fucking fag, and if 50 or 25, you're the fucking man. There you go. No.
What's his name? Ned.
Oh, Ned.
Ned
well,
is the fucking shit.
Well, that's just a given, man. Fucking Ned's the man.
Ned is the fucking man. There you go. That's my pimp. Ned.
Ned's your pimp? But
Ned
Brent,
is my
you're
pimp.
A fucking fag. You know? Suck my dick.
So we've got
Bubba. You're the fucking
So we had man. Clothing lines and tattoo shops and Bubba the Love Sponge. We've got Ned. We've got chocolate cake shops.
And Hannah Montana. I'm waiting on you, baby. Great. Please bring it, baby. I'm waiting.
We've got golden showers.
Ooh.
Twice now. Twice.
And we got midget porn.
Boogie Nights. Midget porn. Can
you got
porn.
Anything for this one?
Well, fuck. I guess I could. I don't know, man. Oh, Saints Row. Have any of you guys played that?
Yeah. It's supposed to be a really
fucking
great game.
Amazing game. I started playing it yesterday.
Oh, God. Don't get him started. Like
beautiful.
Yes,
that
please.
Game fucking rocks, dude.
What was that one game you got?
Oh, I got Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
And see, the thing about Assassin's Creed is when you first play it, they give you all this extra stuff, you know, and that you don't need, so it makes the game kind of boring. But if you turn everything off, all your little helper things, and just try and play it, man, it's a pretty cool game. I'm getting into it, man. I really like it.
Nice.
But,
yeah, I've been
but you know,
that.
My favorite game of all time, all the Silent Hills.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really
what
cool.
What about Splinter Cell? You guys ever play that? Mm.
Splinter Cell was cool.
Yeah,
Splinter Cell was cool.
It's kind of...
What about Manhunt?
Too realistic.
Is that a fun game?
Manhunt's pretty cool, dude.
Watch how quiet
you
are.
You have that on Manhunt? That's fucking bad.
Oh, dude, Manhunt. I mean, it sounds gay, but it's just brutal. I mean, it's just straight up... brutal.
No, I haven't been able to play it yet.
Call of
Duty
wasn't
4.
That on Vivid?
Is it nice?
Call of Duty 4 is fucking...
That's what everybody
graphics
says.
On that one?
Sick, dude.
Oh, dude, they're insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, I played PlayStation for years and years and years and years and never wanted to get an Xbox or anything like that.
And then I just now got a Xbox 360. And
where'd
I got,
you get it at?
Everybody's pissed because Joe, the bass player, went ahead and gave me his 360.
I didn't use it anymore. I was like, dude, I'll give you $100, man. Come
he's
on.
Like, he's like, dude, late. You're my friend. You're not Vince's friend.
If anybody knows me, I barely spend any time at the house. I'm usually out with anybody, all friends and everybody just hanging out.
It's true.
And literally, like, it was sitting on my shelf just collecting dust, and Vince asked, so Vince got it.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Nobody else asked.
Hey, is that your laptop?
Nobody else knew. No.
Well, you know, Joe just secured his spot in the band. That's all.
All right.
Well, I actually have a pimp update.
Ooh,
pimp from a
update.
Few shows back, I pimped O-Rock 105.9
yes.
in Orlando.
Yes.
Well, I got the MP3 player for Christmas, so I haven't listened to a lot of radio. So I was down there, and I figured, I haven't listened to it in a while, so I turned it on, and I hear the fucking Doobie Brothers.
Doobie?
On
O-Rock?
So I'm like, are they playing Brothers. Classic rock now?
On O-Rock?
On O-Rock.
I think they switched to another station called something 103.3.
Is it on another station
yeah.
now? So, because I listened, I figured maybe it's classic rock. I can hang with that for a little bit, but it's not. It's Sunny 105.9.
What?
Sunny.
No.
Sunny.
No. That's like fucking Airheads. And
Sunny
listen to the mellow sounds of the
rain.
Hey guys, I like the Doobie Brothers.
I do too, but...
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Not
no,
the
but
ones
when,
in the
But
box.
When you're
oh,
expecting,
you know,
like, fucking Soundgarden and fucking...
Brothers.
Like,
well, you know,
good old fucking
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah,
90s
well,
fucking rock.
Well, you know what's funny
the
is
Doobie
that
Brothers is not what you want to hear.
You know, you listen to like Doobie Brothers or even the Mamas and Papas, and you're like, oh, this sucks. And then you turn on VH1 and see how they came together and all that, and you're like, wow, I really do like the Mamas.
They were just as fucked up back then as we are now.
Holy shit, they used a lot of drugs.
Boy, back then they were like hardcore.
All right, where are we gonna go? Fucking
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to fuck.
Sure.
Yeah.
Woo!
Let's do this.
Ray,
thing.
We're gonna keep it playing too.
Yeah. Naked fucking.
Naked fucking.
There you go.
Golden showers for Joe.
Yeah. I prefer naked to golden showers, but whatever.
Well,
it all works.
Naked golden showers.
Yeah, it's all in the same boat.
It is.
Challenge.
Challenge. It's like a
this is horrible.
CAA basketball tournament style thing. Where we vote on our favorite things and pit them in a tournament until we get down to one champion.
All right.
Sweet.
Let's do this.
We started this a couple shows back. We just finished up the first round, and the one we're doing now is music artists.
Hmm.
Which should be great for these guys.
Should be.
Because everybody we have in here is completely mainstream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're totally allowed to hate on any of them you want.
Yeah.
Okay. We hate them all.
All right. We usually have everybody who's on the show gets 3 votes for each competition.
Okay. Pretty much two artists.
And you can give, you know, two votes to one or one vote to none. Or if you don't like either of them, you don't have to get either of them.
Right.
But since there's 5 of you, you get one vote apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So make it good.
All right. Let's do this.
Sure,
right,
so let me get. I want to. What?
Should we go 2 votes apiece? Just so like if they want to give both.
Well, how many artists are there?
I'm going
to
be...
You know?
We're just... second round is 8 competitions.
Troy's already
we
said
actually
that
have
lose.
One of our competitions from the first round last week ended in a tie.
Really?
So we'll let them, since there's an odd number of them, do the tiebreaker.
All right.
Whoa.
So let me give out the results from our second half of round one for last week. We had YouTube... Now, let me preface this by saying... I came up with all these bands and artists just by going the past 16 years, whoever sold the most albums.
Okay.
So there's a lot of shit in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. These,
disclaimer, these aren't my personal favorites by any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, sure.
Michael Jackson.
Hey, I gave Michael a couple of
Thriller.
Neverland, bitch.
All right, U2 versus Celine Dion was our
This is horrible.
Celine Dion.
Dion is out. Was. She's gone. U2 took it.
Oh, yeah, U2. Yeah.
Got to feed the children of the world.
Next was Eric Clapton versus James Blunt.
Oh.
Eric.
Blunt's gone. Clapton takes it 10-2.
I like Eric Blunt.
next was Korn versus the Counting Crows.
Corn. See, I have a problem with this because I'm a big Counting Crows fan.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
Corn is heavy and hardcore and cool and all that. But Counting Crows, man.
Dude, Adam's got...
There's like some soul there.
There's such good...
There's some soul there.
Well, I thought the interesting about the pairing was the fact that both lead singers look nearly alike. They both have that huge forehead.
And they're never seen together.
So the Counting Crows took that one.
I'm still saying Corn.
7-2.
Wait, Counting Crows took it?
They took it.
Awesome.
Next was Coldplay versus NSYNC.
Coldplay.
9-1 Coldplay.
Hey. Actually, I think I gave NSYNC that point. Just for fun, I think.
What are you talking about?
Coldplay is
I gave NSYNC that point.
Oh, did you?
That was
mine. Woo! Well, good for you. Next was 50 Cent versus... Oh, I said 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Versus
50.
The Fugees.
50 Cent.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fugees took it.
Dude, the club. Dude, the Fugees got funk. The Fugees got soul. They got the fucking hardcore aspect.
Is huge.
I like the water.
He sold so many albums.
Yeah, man. That's he did. Try.
I like you like a. I like you like a fat kid loves chocolate cake.
Mike loves chocolate cake.
What are you talking about? Or an alcoholic loves chocolate cake.
Isn't that song with the glove?
In the glove.
Next was Michael Jackson versus Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
Rock. Isn't it ironic?
But I thought you were going on oh, okay, never mind. I thought we were doing record sales here.
No,
we're
just
it was. We're going like 16 years back.
Who we like better, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's your vote goes by whatever the fuck you want it to be.
It decides on however you
want
it.
Well, I'll say this. Now that I think about it, is that Michael Jackson is...
gay?
No, I mean, I was a real big Michael Jackson man.
Dude, I'm still a Michael fan.
Thriller, dude, was a badass.
Dude, old Michael?
At the time when that
he
came
went
out,
on Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah,
everybody.
But we're not talking about that. We're just talking about...
No, Britney Spears went on Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
but when he came out with Bad, I mean, that was a badass song back then.
That was a great song, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Thriller was... I don't know Michael Jackson.
That's an awesome song.
I mean, he's a weirdo now, but music-wise...
I would like to say...
Musically, he's a genius.
Yeah. And he can dance like a motherfucker.
Dude, anybody that comes up with Mama Say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa in a song and makes it sound cool, you got my respect.
Actually, you know,
I can't say that.
That's
even hard to say.
Michael Jackson is a financial genius, just because from all the shit that was going on, he went on tour.
Yeah.
He had NSYNC open up for him. So all these fucking little
that's
kids.
That's funny.
Didn't he buy
all these? Listen, all these
backstage.
All these little kids that hated Michael Jackson because of the shit that was going on, they still went to the show to see NSYNC. Whether or not they left after NSYNC played or not, he still has their money.
Yeah, he's a.
He's. I mean, that's genius.
But his music and just in general is paved. Everything. I mean, really. I mean, it's had a
beat it
lock on everything.
Just
awesome.
beat it.
That was a bad song. Yeah. I mean, really, honestly, that whole
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'll go with Michael.
He's
Jackson.
Out.
Just because he's like a legend.
Alanis took him.
Yeah.
Oh, bunch of fags.
I figured I'd let you get one to go. next up. Oh, this is a great one. Eminem versus Kenny G.
Eminem.
Dude.
All the way around.
Come on.
Did Kenny keep my point?
No.
I gave him.
Actually, I gave him a point too.
That's right.
Like fucking.
Oh no,
he's a saxophone player.
Kenny G is gone.
Flute and gone.
Eminem.
He's a supermarket artist. That's it.
All right. Okay, now we come to our tie.
Mm-hmm.
Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles. Oh, it's already 3.
And you know why? Because freaking Linkin Park, I mean, honestly, seriously, really, honestly, every fucking album sounds the fucking same.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? What's funny, the one time that Tool actually came to Jacksonville, which will probably never happen again. One of the things that Maynard said is, you know, you guys need to listen to some more real music. And, I mean, for God's sakes, your radio station plays Linkin Park. What does that tell you about what's going on around here, man?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not hating on the guys. I just think that
what's happened. When Linkin Park first came out, their first record, it was bad as hell.
Oh, dude,
it was
nice.
Hands down.
Crawling is probably one of my favorite
songs.
But
when they came out with that second album, I was like, well,
you know, exactly. I feel like I'm listening to the first album again. And then, you know, they come out with another one. It's like...
The newest one sounds
they
like U2.
They can't change enough.
Well, that new song that they have
the
on
whole,
the radio...
No, the whole album sounds like U2.
Well,
no,
the newest one's changing. You know why? Because everybody looked at him and said, you know what?
What's that new song that they've got? What's it called?
Oh, it sounds exactly like U2.
Yeah, the one on the radio. I didn't even know...
I fucking hate that.
I didn't even know it was Linkin Park, to be honest with you. And I think that's why I like it. It's because it's Linkin Park, but it doesn't sound like everything else that they're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still... Yeah, and the one thing that blows me away about Linkin Park, and nobody can even say anything about this, is that they are probably one of the tightest fucking bands now. I mean,
the production amount that they put into their
just them playing. You get them guys in the same room together and have them play their songs. I'm sure it's you can't get much tighter than them. But you know, the simple fact is when that second album came out, and I was just like, you know,
a little bit let down.
Come on, I mean, they should have started changing right after the first album. They should have tried to evolve. And they didn't.
Try something different to see if it'll work.
Yeah, they pretty much said, well, this is working. Let's do the same thing again, which is what I felt would happen.
And they actually said that on their DVD.
I don't know for sure. I mean,
exactly.
They said they were
trying to do
the
same thing. So the
Eagles
could,
move on.
The Eagles move on.
You can't beat Hotel California.
Oh, dude, God. I mean, hands down. I could listen to that.
So that brings us to round two. There's 16 left.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
All right.
First up. Red Hot Chili Peppers and No Doubt.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No Doubt.
Okay. Let's get some fucking order going on here.
Chili Peppers.
No Doubt.
Chili Peppers.
I'm going to say Chili Peppers.
Peppers.
I'm going to say No Doubt.
Yeah.
Only because.
She's pulled up.
They don't fucking mention California in every goddamn
song. No, they only mention California on the ones that get on the air. They've got, like, 100 songs.
Well, here's my vote. Chili Peppers, and you know why? Because Blood Sugar Sex Magik was
amazing.
When that record came out, No Doubt was good and all, and I like their record too. But
Kingdom.
They've done some.
Yeah.
No Doubt's done amazing work.
You have to look at even before that, their first album.
They were big, dude.
That, I think, is the last time. That's why I gave No Doubt, I think, like maybe 2 points. Because of the fact that before Tragic Kingdom even came out, and I'm going to give them 1 point this time, because before they came out, that album was fucking cool as shit. The songs were simple, they weren't too
Blood Sugar Sex Magik, at the time that record came out, everybody was doing something, you know, everybody was doing metal and
different.
And then they bust out with this freaking record that was just, it was kind of like a middle finger right down the middle of everything. I mean, I don't really like the stuff they're doing now. I mean, it's all right, but man, that record at the time it came out, No Doubt, when that record came out, everybody was doing punk. Everybody was doing, you know, nobody was doing what they were doing when they came out with Blood Sugar Sex Magik, and it came out.
Yeah, that punkadelics.
It was bad. It was awesome.
That's why I'm
awesome
giving
thing.
Chili Peppers 2.
Yeah,
I'm giving No Doubt 1.
You
because,
2-1 Peppers.
Because I really like that first
album.
Well,
I think.
That and Fleece,
I think the Chili Peppers
shit
suffer from the Linkin Park syndrome as well. I think a lot of their stuff sounds exactly alike, but I haven't listened to them since like fucking 84 or so.
Yeah.
And not that I don't like No Doubt, but I go 3-0 Peppers.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, next up.
Moving on.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Band.
Yeah.
Not just
and band. Nirvana.
Dave Matthews,
I'm so tired of Kurt Cobain's voice. He is dead, and oh my
Thank you, Dave.
I'm gonna say
I've heard Nirvana. So much
Nirvana.
Hands down, they do a lot of road paving, but God, dude, I'm so tired of his voice.
They took all the hair bands.
And let me tell you what, I remember when Nirvana came out, and everybody was doing, you know, it was like Forbidden was out, and Obituary, and all the hardcore bands were going, and then you had all the glam bands kicking, and all of a sudden Nirvana came by, and the word ran around the whole industry. Nobody is getting signed anymore. They're not signing one metal band. And that's when metal took a dive hard, dude. Hard.
Yep.
Soundgarden came up right then. The whole grunge scene took over.
And everybody who had been working
for years to refine their sound into what they want to do, metal-wise or whatever, they took a big dump on everybody. And you got to give it to a band that comes in and goes, you know what? Everybody sucks. And I don't care about your frickin' flaming solos.
I'm going to fucking play the wrong note and do what the fuck I want to do. and once again, raises up their middle finger and says, F you to the industry. And then the industry goes, well, they're undeniable.
Well,
I got you got to give it to them, man. You got to get it.
Fuck us. So you're some money.
And here's Dave Matthews drinking his cup of coffee, you know. And,
I don't even like Dave Matthews. I just cannot stand Kurt Cobain's voice anymore.
Well, that's only because he's dead.
No, it's only because for the last 20 years, that's all we hear.
Oh, fucking Cobain all the way, dude.
Nirvana kicks ass.
I got all the bands.
Okay, what you got? Dude, I absolutely love both those bands. I'm a big Dave fan. I'm a big Kurt fan, but I'm going 2-1 Nirvana. There you go.
And I will do the same.
Just because
Dave Matthews had Victor Wooten play bass for him.
Just
okay?
because.
What the hell?
It doesn't matter. He's already Mark Nirvana on the panel.
Listen, just because. Yeah. Not only because I love them, but Courtney Love is a dirty cunt whore.
I love her.
She should fucking be put to death.
I would marry
by
her right
getting
now.
Fucking shot in the mouth with a fucking shotgun. The same way she had fucking Kurt killed.
I'd let her spit in my mouth. I love her. I've always liked
her.
She's
a dirty, nasty fucking whore.
Talk about a middle finger up in the air. Man, she's fucking queen.
She fucking murdered her husband because he didn't want to fucking make music anymore. And he was tired of the bullshit. And she's a money-hungry whore.
And he was tired of writing music for her.
And remember, there's aliens walking around everywhere.
Exactly.
There's way too much evidence that points to it. Way too much.
And you can rent that at Blockbuster anywhere.
You're done with a second.
Yes. Okay.
All right, moving on.
Green Day and the Beatles.
Oh, come on, Beatles. That's easy.
It's the Beatles.
You know what? It was
Beatles,
Green Day puts
Elvis,
on a really good
dude.
Show. I'll give them that.
Those are the two bands back
show.
In the 50s, man, that really made.
That's like a perfect example of Beatles against Green Day. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, that's not even a thought, dude. Anybody says Green Day should be like a...
Yeah, Green Day's good, though, but damn, Beatles.
Well, I was
going to
say,
the
Eagles versus Wilson Phillips.
Even if you don't know the Beatles, you know, you still got to say...
I'm going to give Beatles 2, but I'm going to give Green Day 1 because of the first two albums, and they do put on a really good show.
What was the very first album?
You're freaking out of your mind.
1039 Smooth Out Slappy Hours. I have it on there.
Okay, cool. I like the second one.
Right,
that was
fucking
awesome,
dude.
All right, cool. I actually used to sing
Dominant Love Slave in one of my bands.
You're going 2-1 Beatles?
2-1 Beatles.
All right, and I will do the same because I can't think for myself. all right, this is going to be a tough one because I don't give a rat shit about either of these, but Daughtry and Usher.
Usher.
7 o'clock on the dot.
That was Troy. That was definitely Troy.
That's why Troy doesn't
awesome
sing.
Song, dude.
So is it? What is it? We got
Usher across the board.
What you got, Ron? You know what I'm gonna go, man. 2-1 Daughtry. I'm a fan.
And here's the thing: is that
I'm a fan.
I think if he would have joined Fuel, I might have had more respect for him. Just because I like Fuel. But, you know,
I got respect for him because even before he went on fucking American Idol, he had an entire fucking album written.
Yeah.
So all he had to do was go, thank you for my money.
Yeah, but he's
my
those,
songs. Let's fucking record them.
He's
but
one of those guys that,
there.
That looks like he's supposed to be hardcore, but he just so was not. You look at him and go, oh, well, he likes heavy music. No.
I enjoy the music.
And I abstain from either of them. I'm going no. All right. You two and Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
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 Yeah. I like U2 more than I like
I'm
going
to have to go U2.
I'm sorry, but the children
Eric
of the
Clapton.
World are just... I know Clapton's been around forever, but U2, man, I just related to him more.
They were very politically driven, man.
Yeah,
just,
I know.
Just, you know, against all the bullshit and everything. Clapton just... smoked a lot of pot and played guitar.
But the blues.
Come on, you got blues in you, dude.
I love the blues. Don't get me wrong, but you too, man.
Yeah, I remember when I first heard him using his delay and stuff. And I was like, wow, that's such a kick.
Sunday Bloody Sunday is a great song too. That's
I didn't realize how many U2 songs that I knew until I started listening to. There was this U2 like top hits or whatever, like you know the other top shit. And I was like, oh, okay, U2. I know a couple of their songs. So they started playing it, and I knew practically, like, fucking almost every song
U2.
On the album. Because I didn't realize how much shit they've had since they've been out. So, but I do love Eric, so I'm going 2-1
U2. 2-1
U2.
All right, I got to back up here. You had U2?
Mm-hmm.
U2.
U2? Okay. Boom, boom. I'm going, you know, not to discount Eric Clapton, but like the Peppers, I've been a U2 fan since
the dawn. Yeah, and here's the thing.
Since
is
the dawn of mankind, so I got to go 3-0 U2.
Since Bono was a sperm on his mother's belly.
Clapton's a legend, but for my age group, for everybody's age group, you know. I mean, even everybody in any age group nowadays probably... Yeah, probably they like can, U2 they, more. You
well,
know,
they can probably name more U2 songs. They can
yeah, no, absolutely.
Clean.
Okay, next up, The Counting Crows and Coldplay.
Did we already do that one?
No. No, I was just recapping first round. The
Counting
the
Crows.
Second round now.
Counting Crows.
Coldplay.
I couldn't even
Counting Crows and Coldplay.
I couldn't even name you a Coldplay.
It's hard because Coldplay's good.
Man, dude, I saw Last Night Live. I saw Last Night Live on TV, dude, and they were... bad.
They are, man.
They are. You know, and I'm not a big fan. I don't have any records or anything, but they I just kind of hear them as I go through life or whatever.
What, Coldplay?
But they were bad.
They're tight, too.
They were, you know, kind of jerking me. Jerk at my heart. It's kind of what
it's gross. Where's London?
I don't know, man. Fuck, I don't know.
All right, so let's go around the block here.
Counting Crows, man.
You got the Crows.
Counting Crows, yeah.
Shit, that's a hard one.
You can abstain if you can't make a decision.
Yeah, you don't have
No. We'll do Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
All right, two for the Crows.
Oh, I want to be big stars.
I absolutely have just become a Coldplay fan only because I've somehow or another obtained all these songs. And just listening to how diverse they are, and they kind of have a lot of their songs actually kind of have an Irish feel, and I am Irish, so it kind of pulls me in that direction. But... August and Everything After from the Counting Crows was just, I mean, a tearjerker album all the way through, and it helped me get through one of the worst breakups in my life. So I'm absolutely going to have to say Counting Crows.
Crows?
Yes.
3-0 Crows.
I was never much of a Crows fan. Even growing up, listening to them, I would usually change station or pursue. So,
metalhead.
I'm not that big of a Coldplay fan, but they are good. And both bands are good for what they do, but...
Oh, really?
You don't have to give a vote.
I did the same thing.
You can.
Oh, well, I'm just voting Coldplay.
Okay,
Coldplay.
Going
Coldplay.
I'm going to abstain because they're both bad as fuck.
Okay, abstaining.
Well, I can't. Yeah, I couldn't name Children.
Children.
You couldn't name Children? Just think of a name.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy.
I could not even name you a Coldplay song right now.
Clocks.
Clogs.
Yellow.
Never heard of it.
Yellow. Yellow was a bad song.
If you've seen a movie trailer, you've heard that fucking song.
Yeah, exactly.
You've
that video where he's like walking on the beach in slow motion the whole time.
Never
you know,
seen it.
It's yellow.
Never seen it. Oh, that's... See, didn't know that was Coldplay.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Okay.
So, but because I know every fucking word to August and Everything After, and I do own their other two CDs, I'm going 3-0 Coldplay.
3-0 Crows.
Yeah.
All
right, but I do have another question you should ask on other shows, I guess, is... What the hell does that equal sign mean on his hand? With the two duck, he has one tape that's green and one tape that's red, and then he has the equal sign on his hand.
Whose hand?
No, it doesn't mean peace. That'd be a peace.
Talking
sign.
About Adam or Coldplay?
Coalplay, the piano player.
Maybe
I've been wondering that for a couple
religion.
Years.
Religion.
Huh? Seeing equality or something?
Google.
I don't know.
Hey, let's get the
you
radio
go, you
fans
go 3-0,
to Google it.
You go 3-0 Crows?
I go 3-0 Crows.
I go 3-0 Play.
There you go. Wow.
I really dug Parachutes when it came out because it was so sensitive.
You know, and it's
where I was in my life.
And we know how fucking sensitive really you are.
Got tired of that after that. But I never really did like the Counting Crows. So we got 3-0 Coldplay.
All right.
We're almost there. Two more. Fugees and Alanis.
I don't even know who the Fugees are.
The Fugees. Freddie or not. Here I
Alanis
go.
Alanis Morissette.
You can't hide.
Alanis.
They're the ones that did the cover Killing Me Softly.
No, he doesn't even know that song.
Just say Morissette. It's fine.
Morissette.
Didn't the Fugees do all the
Ready or Not, though? That was a great song.
Billy Gone Till November or whatever that song
no,
was.
No, that was Wyclef. That was Wyclef as a solo
wasn't
project.
Was he part?
Yes,
he was,
that
he
was him as on a solo project on The Carnival.
I'm going to have to say Alanis just because I loved You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, yeah. She was at 13.
So I always wanted to get slimed. I wanted to know how it tasted. I'm sure it had to have like a Jell-O. Not crappy Jell-O, though. Really good Jell-O that was made right.
Is
not,
there...
Not the Jell-O that you scrape off the bottom. It's kind of, you know, the nasty Jell-O. You know what I'm talking about? Like the good Jell-O.
Like
so
Jello.
So Jello is some huge. It's all right, but if it's kind of messy, then it tastes different.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the chemical compound changes. What you got
for Alanis?
What are we doing?
What's going on? I'm not even high.
Alanis Fuji's.
I'm gonna go 2-1 Fuji's actually, because the Fuji's spawned off some good artists. Dude, Praz had Lauryn Hill had a good album, except that the fact that she said that she knew, she pretty much, she's from what I've heard, she's a racist.
She is
very much so.
So fuck her.
Well then, why are you giving him?
Yeah, fuck her.
Because Wyclef.
Yeah, he's a great.
I'm a
artist.
Big fan of Wyclef.
Well,
the Carnival was an amazing album, and I'm a fan of Praz and those two fucking artists.
But this isn't Praz or Wyclef versus Alanis.
But that's what I'm saying.
Well,
hey,
you're skinhead.
It,
just a minute.
No, but what I'm saying is, Lauren does have an amazing voice, and that group spawned off solo albums and solo projects for three really good artists.
Yeah, but she's still a racist. Go with the hippie.
I'm giving the hippie.
She'd rather have a black
a
baby.
Point. I'm giving her a
she'd
point.
She'd rather have a black baby die than a white person to have one. Something like that. That's what she said. Yeah.
What'd she say?
She would rather have a black baby die than have a white person have one. Kind of like Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Oh, man. I'm giving Alanis a point
because
I was a fan back
in the day. But she's Canadian.
Dude, you're going to get sued saying that shit.
No. Yeah,
the person's going to hear this and fucking call us up.
Nah.
I already know that for a fact.
You might want to fact check
that. That she's Canadian, I feel sorry because she doesn't live in a real country.
No, it's better not to fact check.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
All right, my vote.
My
3-0 Alanis.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Just because I want women to know how sensitive I am.
Alanis, I'm waiting on you. This is Mike. Come see me. Please.
Hey, last competition. Second round. Yeah, no kidding.
You're not any worse.
Eagles and M&M.
Eagles and M&M.
Eagles.
Yeah, but I really fucking like Eminem a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
You would like white. But you know, you gotta go with the Eagles, because I mean, really, honestly. Jesus.
I don't even know, like, three songs of Eagles.
Dude,
you
listen
to Eminem. Yeah,
I don't either. That's the best of them, and you'll be like, Eminem.
My name is...
Go with Eminem.
Hotel California. Plus, they had that one...
Dude, I'm so fucking
sick
of hearing
that song.
I know, but I'm just saying. We're talking about bands.
But you know what? There's so many awesome artists that broke off.
Yeah, well, we're talking
see
about
see what I'm
Eagles.
Saying?
Yeah.
That's where I go
true.
With the Fugees. That's,
Eagles all the way.
I'm a Fugees fan, but I'm also a fan of the other people. But anyway, I'm going 2-1 Eagles.
2-1 Eagles.
Because I do like Eminem.
And I go 2-0 Eagles.
I like the Eagles better.
Because I can't possibly get Eminem a vote. Because he'd pick a fight with fucking Moby.
Pick a fight with Moby.
What's
Moby
gonna
do? And try up the comic insult dog.
Well, Moby does
that
walk around with a big
awesome.
Old head. Though.
Yeah, he does.
He walks around like he's weird.
I think they should fight. I think they.
Yeah,
should
but if he's
ring,
gonna pick a fight with somebody, pick a fight with somebody respectable.
Yeah, but
what
I mean,
fuck is Moby gonna do?
He's gonna walk around. Moby's gonna walk around with his big old fucking save the tree ego. You know, and fuck, I'm sure Eminem was just sick of it. You know, you little scrawny bastard, you need to get in your place.
Man up or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
All right, and thus concludes second round. And for our listeners, you can go online and vote yourself. And
yes,
we'll
you
have
can.
The,
you can go to myspace.com/monkeybuttstew. You can go to podomatic.com and look up Monkey Butt Stew. Or you can email us at monkeybuttstew.
Or you can just Google monkeybuttstew.
Or you can just Google monkeybuttstew. Or, you know, then there's the monkeybuttstew@hotmail.com.
We'll have the results up next week.
And also, and I'm going to actually put it out to you guys to do this first, because nobody's fucking done it. We've got the recording answering machine thing on the MySpace page. And nobody's left fucking messages. Nobody.
Actually, somebody did.
Did they really?
Yeah, my wife. But it was a lovely message.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, besides Sona, besides Chris, none of our actual listeners have left messages. So I'm putting it out there. Leave some messages. Let us know how you feel. Be funny. Get fucking drunk. Call us at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. And leave us a goddamn message, because I'm feeling very lonely right now.
I don't give a shit anymore.
Okay. So from... What?
What? Well, we want to bring up.
You want to talk about?
Yeah, we got we're starting up. We're starting up a street team, so.
Absolutely. Anybody and everyone that can help, come be a part of the Five Star Army. Join the ferry crew and fucking just support us in any way you fucking can or feel like it.
Yeah, we're going to be putting up a individual site for the street team. And if you want to join that, there's going to be some benefits involved.
Absolutely.
We're still putting it together right now, but there'll be like private parties just for our street team.
There you go.
Lots of free gear.
We'll try to hook y'all up with, you know, merch or drinks or anything that we can along the way as we can if we're able to.
So if you're part of the street team, you're actually part of the band.
Yeah,
and
we take care of you. There you go. Anybody that fucks with you and we're there, we'll stomp their ass.
If you can't reach a pot on the top shelf, I mean, that's a time for us to
I mean, I'll even bring you a stool and let you borrow it.
You know what? If you're a little person, you're automatically entered into the street team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't even have to have a MySpace.
Just
you're
show
just
up,
in
just
it.
Show, just show up to the party in a little outfit. And you're
like, Oompa.
We love the little people.
Absolutely.
Of the world.
So,
cool.
Hell
awesome,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
What a good time.
Hell yeah.
Can we put our clothes back on now?
No. Not quite yet.
These aren't my pants, Mike.
I'm really starting to feel
my hands haven't warmed up yet. Well, from Chris.
Yeah, that's me.
And Fozzie. And the guys at Five Star. We'll see you later.
Peace, bitches.
The dark of night. Can't see what's what. Can't see a thing except your monkey butt. You're on your own. You made the cut. You dance around shaking your monkey butt. Monkey sing, monkey do, monkey butt shine on through. Monkey's uncle, monkey's paw, monkey digs a monkey song. Shadow through. Monkey's uncle, monkey shines. Monkey digs what monkey finds. Monkey finds. Monkey finds. Monkey finds. Monkey finds. Sticking out just like a monkey butt.